This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Iranians missed. What is that guy talking about? What is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network talking about? Biden's Secret Service vehicle burst into flames. The Iranians missed. Welcome to the show. I don't know if the Iranians would want to go after Joe Biden. After all, he is, I mean, why would you want to take him out? This guy's a one-man wrecking crew for America. If it weren't for, if Donald Trump were still in the White House, Iran's currency would be in the dirt. The rial would be worthless. It would be like FTX crypto money. Here's the story. Biden's rented Secret Service vehicles burst into flames in a parking lot just one day after he left his Nantucket vacation. The dude is on a perennial vacation. When Joe Biden is working, and I use my finger quotes, he's on vacation. Now, they claim the other way around. They claim even when the president is on vacation, he's always working. They looked at the number of days this dude has officially been at work. It's sacrilegious. Let me tell you what it is. It's either they're prepping his body double, or he has to have that downtime, or we will, I mean, what? We'll know what we know, that Joe Biden is demented. They go on. Biden spent Thanksgiving on the ritzy Massachusetts island with his family last week. The Secret Service rented five vehicles from Hertz to carry Biden and his family, and all five of them caught fire in the parking lot. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and ask you, what are the odds? What are the odds of five vehicles? You ready for these? A Chevy Suburban, a Ford Explorer, an Infiniti QX80, a Ford Expedition, and a Jeep Gladiator. They rented five different vehicles so they'd know which one Biden was in. I'm going to guess, which one would he be in? The Suburban, the Explorer, Infiniti. Yeah, Infiniti, because he has no clue what he's doing, and it's been that way forever, because he wouldn't be in an Expedition. Well, he hasn't been on an Expedition, and he's certainly not a Gladiator for the Jeep Gladiator circuit. Anyway, it was an interesting thing, though, that five cars, five different types. You can't say, oh, well, it was the accelerator, it was the catalytic converter, because they were all the same car. They were not all the same car. Five different cars burst into flames. Hey, I call this a really strange coincidence, and it does make this black man wonder, were they going after Biden? Look, they're only going to put Joe Biden in one of those cars. And if they couldn't guess and they all five of them go up in smoke, you got to wonder, what's the deal? That was like, we're going to make sure we get this guy. What's the spin on this story? I'm curious, how does this happen? I'm going to move on because I don't have anything more to report. But when we find out how five different vehicles all burned up at the same time, we'll learn that maybe Joe Biden isn't the most popular president ever. Yeah, we'll get more about that subject again with the popularity of Joe Biden, because we're thinking about redoing Beyond the Mules and making it into a mockumentary, a very funny show. I'm not going to go into detail because too many people will try to copy my moves, but we have some pretty funny concepts for this. Let me move on. Joe Biden made a claim about the supply chain, and I want to hear, you're about to get educated, because Joe Biden doesn't think you know very much, and here's what he said.
10 years ago, how many of you knew what the hell the supply chain was? No, I'm serious.
That's Joe Biden. How many, come on now. Come on, man. How many of y'all even know? I'm educating you. How condescending. 10 years ago, who of you even knew? I knew. Anybody who's worked in manufacturing, anybody who's worked in distribution, anybody who's worked in sales, anybody who's worked in delivery. I mean, I can tell you, you know what the supply chain is. I'm not going to say the low information voter does, but a lot of people know. When somebody goes, man, I went in to get such and I went in to get toilet paper. What's up with toilet paper? See, Joe Biden thinks he's the first one to educate you on this issue. And you should be, forget that you don't have anything. You didn't even know what this was. You didn't even know what your problem was until I came along. You should be thanking me. You know, Joe Biden actually believes people should be thanking him for his what he did in the first 2 years of his presidency. He's thinking, why aren't you not singing my praises? You want to talk about demented? The guy writes this on Twitchy. Well, on who, you know, who did you know anything about supply chain? He says, we can start with anyone who's ever worked at a job or consumed anything that was dependent upon, you know, the supply chain, which is pretty much most people. When the supply chain breaks down, it affects everyone. It's not exactly a complicated thought process. The materials required to manufacture are unavailable or difficult to transport. The goods don't get made or shipped. If the goods don't get made or shipped, the wholesalers have nothing to supply. The wholesalers have nothing to supply. The retailers have nothing to sell. The retailers have nothing to sell. Then the consumer has nothing to buy. And when all of this is happening, the workers who are relying on the smooth operation of the supply chain may find themselves out of a job. Consumers are going to have to figure out, where do I go to get a similar good or service? Or, you know what they do? They build a better mousetrap. A lot of people do that. That's what you do. So people know what the supply chain is. They know how it works. But Joe Biden, assuming you know nothing, aren't those people kind of annoying? You've met them. And if they're smart, they'll say something like this. Look, I don't want to condescend, but I'd like to explain this to you. If they preface it, you're okay with it. Or they say, look, before I get into this, let me ask you, do you feel like you have a good grasp on supply chain issues? Yeah, I do. In my case, I absolutely do. I'm a supply chain guru, an expert. Because when you're in sales, it doesn't do you any good to go make sales if they can't manufacture it and produce it and get it out the door and not let it come back due to returns or whatever. That's what you're looking for. Somebody that understands. Because sales, a good salesman understands, he under-promises and over-delivers, and he understands how the supply chain can impact this. I've told many a customer, you're going to need to up your inventory on this part, and here's the reason why. So yes, Joe, I and I believe millions of others know a lot about supply chain, probably more than he does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Follow the money. That's all you got to do. What you want to find out about Hunter Biden? Follow the money. You want to find out about Joe Biden? Follow the money. You want to find out about the Clinton? Follow the money. I got a song. I got a rap song going, don't I? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Follow the money. That's what accountants do. That's what forensic accountants do. That's what people who feel like they're being taken advantage of. Follow the money. Go look at your bank account. By the way, they tell you things like this. They tell you that where a person puts their treasure is where they put their heart. Their heart, a person can tell you they love you all they want. If they keep putting their money somewhere else, they don't, and I'm not saying love is about money. I'm just saying where they put their treasure. Where does Biden put his treasure? Does he give it to charity? Go look at his charitable giving. You'll see he doesn't. All these people, all these complainers out there, these leftists, you know whose money they're willing to give away? Yours. Investors' money. Other people's. They won't give away their money. They want the good life. and they're willing to take any and all shortcuts. I wish I could put you guys into the planning sessions for things that we do, whether it's an event, whether it's a new company, whether it's a vacation, whatever. Whether it's helping someone, you should watch conservatives. Oh, my gosh. I've been on committees and panels, and people will go, nope, we'll donate that. We'll find someone to give that to us. We'll do this. We got to give more of this to the charity, to the kids, to the whatevers. It's so amazing. And it's, you know what's the most interesting about it? It's never for personal gain. I have never heard anybody say, man, I can't wait to go tell somebody what I'm doing philanthropically. If anybody says that, I can almost guarantee you it's a leftist. Conservatives don't care. This is the latest casualty that we're going to talk about in the crypto war. And the reason why I'm bringing crypto back up because of this new crypto meltdown is because these are the guys that made promises, big promises, and couldn't deliver. You know what my motto is? Under promise, over deliver. I'd ask you, what do you think about this show? What are you paying for this show? Nothing. Most of you, nothing. Some of the people donate and help. I love them. Julie, Judy, many others. I've already talked about Bob, and I always talk about Albert, and many others. Many of Dale and Lori, you know, Andy, all of them. These guys help. They do. Ruth, my sugar mama, they do. And I will tell you, they do it selflessly. One of the people that donates to me, she donates. She says, Kevin, I haven't gotten anything on Backstage Club. And she goes, I don't care. Just want to let you know. But she donates all the time. I think she's a recurring donor. $25 a month or something. Doesn't sound like much, but it helps. And I love them for it. But they're not looking to do it as if it's, oh, there's some big favor to be had. And they aren't using other people's money to do it. They're using their money. And that's, you know what, while many times I can be critical of conservatives because we are very stingy in our giving, but I also forgive you because you are good stewards of your money. And you know what you want to do? You're making sure that this is something you want to donate to, that this is something you want to support. The reason why Democrats are so easy to do it is they got millions of other people's money. You've earned yours. Anyway, let's talk about this latest casualty in the crypto world. It, too, has ties to the Democrats. This article was in NBC, CNBC.com. BlockFi files for bankruptcy as FTX fallout spreads. Distressed crypto firm BlockFi, FI, has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of New Jersey following the implosion of punitive acquirer FTX. In the filing, the company indicated it had more than 100,000 creditors with liabilities and assets ranging from $1 billion to $10 billion. In the filing, the company listed an outstanding $275 million loan to FTX with the American filing. So this company that's playing a Ponzi scheme says, I'm going to loan you $275,000 that you can give me back in stock if things happen to take off. I'm just guessing here. But if things happen to take off, and you know what happened? Neither one of them were successful. And I can tell you why. They were born of leftism. They were born of people who were trying to get something for nothing. They say a BlockFi subsidiary also moved for bankruptcy in Bermuda concurrently with the American filing. Bermuda, like the Bahamas, has embraced crypto as the future of finance. Both established frameworks to deal specifically with crypto assets and digital currencies. Both the Bahamas, with FTX's bankruptcy, and now Bermuda, with BlockFi's, face the first significant legal test of their crypto regulations. So we got another one that's ready to bite the dust. $275 million loan to FTX, who is in the Democrats' pocket. Now, I saw an article, I told you guys this, but this came after I told you, oh, they donated to Republicans too. It's peanuts what these guys donated to Republicans. It's chili pimp money. It's enough to keep the Republicans from blowing the whistle, but not a fraction of what they gave to the Democrats. And now we have a second one. And all these Democrats claim they want to stop big money in politics. They want to stop these companies from taking advantage of shareholders, etc. And what do? They establish a crypto group. And what do the crypto people do? They immediately start donating to them. And what do the Democrats do? They do exactly what you expect them to do. They buy in. They let people buy in. They let the elites get richer. These guys are now selling off their McLarens and their Mercedes G cars and a whole other series of cars for pennies on the dollar because they got to liquidate. They see the writing on the wall. They go on, they say this. BlockFi's bankruptcy filing shows that the company's largest disclosed client has a balance of nearly $28 million. So Berkeley Research Group's Mark Renzi, who's going to be their financial advisor, said they look forward to a transparent process that achieves the best outcome for all clients and other stakeholders. Let me tell you what they're going to get. Bupkis. They said the New Jersey-based company had already halted withdrawals of customer deposits and admitted that it had significant exposure to the now bankrupt crypto exchange FTX and its sister trading house, Alameda Research. It was a Ponzi scheme. It was an incestuous relationship of everybody believing they had the protection of the Democrats. They had so many people that were buying into this stuff at the celebrity level and presenting at the celebrity level. They felt impervious. Nothing can stop us. We've covered all the bases. And you know what stopped them? The greater good, the public. The public recognized this Ponzi scheme and said, whoa, Nelly. Now the question is, what's going to be the real fallout? Not going to get that answer today, sadly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's willing to speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin about Ukraine in coordination with NATO allies. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they have no plans to talk currently.
Putin has shown absolutely no inclination to be interested in dialogue of any kind. In fact, quite the contrary.
He says that Putin indicates he wants to continue the invasion. Californians are remembering the 7th anniversary of a terrorist attack in San Bernardino Friday. Authorities say 14 people died and 22 were injured after two terrorists opened fire during a work training event at an inland regional center in 2015. A virtual event is taking place where the shooting happened. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I really enjoy this story. It's about policing. And it's got so many, you know, what, ironies and hypocrisies. It's pathetic. I mean, okay, here's the story. They want to let policing be done by robots. I mean, we're talking about RoboCop here. They want to leave it up to the cyborgs. And the first thought that came to my head was, holy mother of RoboCop, it appears that policing has gone to the machines. We're talking Terminator stuff here, folks. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Policing is a hot button in America for a lot of reasons because it's a subjective. Policing is very objective. When you think about it in terms of black and white, you're either following the law or you're breaking the law. And it gets subjective because cops say, look, you're jaywalking. Listen, stop jaywalking. Do I want to write you a ticket? Do I want to arrest you or whatever? Let's just stop. You're speeding. It's dangerous. Don't speed. I'm going to write you a ticket. And the severity of the thing determines what the cop's reaction is. So it's got a level of objectivity. You're speeding, but then it's got a level of subjectivity. You were only going 2 miles over the speed limit versus you were going 40 miles over the speed limit. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. 844-551-8255. So you've got all these different things that go through your brain as a human being and say, let me make a decision on, do I escalate? I was talking to police officers in Cleveland, a group of them. It was during a heightened time, and there were probably 15 cops and their supervisor. And the supervisor says to me, Kevin, he goes, if you're black in Cleveland, you pretty much have to force me to arrest you. He goes, you could be speeding, smoking pot, and I don't know, sex trafficking. And unless you really do something wild, I'm probably not going to arrest you because I don't want to watch you walk out an hour later and laugh at me. He goes, it's really gotten to the level of ridiculousness that I don't even bother with you. So mostly Cleveland, they're arresting white folks. It's so terrible, and I'm laughing at it, but essentially, if you're white, you better be on your P's and Q's, as my grandmother would say. So it's crazy out there. And these people think that the problem is going to get solved because you stop doing it. So the point is this. Subjectivity now has come down to being political. It's not about Okay, look, you didn't pick up your doggy's poop, and it has a sign there that says, pick it up, I'm going to write you a ticket, you know, or I'm going to give you a warning, and here's a doggy poop bag. You know, it's no longer subjective, and the officer just pretty much says, look, if you're black and you're committing a crime, I ain't going to say nothing, because y'all keep committing crimes anyway, you're killing each other in crazy numbers, and I put you in jail, you're out the next day, and, you know, you're beating up on your baby mama, so I'm not going to bother with you. I know there are people out there going, wow, Kevin, that's a pretty bad description. Hey, that's just a description. I'll tell you the story of the guy in Minneapolis. He's beating up his baby mama. Black folks are calling, he beating up his baby mama. And then the cops show up. Dude tries to steal the cop's gun. Cop shoots him dead. And the outcry is police brutality. So when I'm telling you these stories, I'm not making them up. It's not like I'm, oh, Kevin. I know what I'm talking about here, folks. I am black. I'm black. Remember that. Anyway, they write this article. Supervisors in San Francisco voted Tuesday to give police the ability to use potentially lethal remote-controlled robots in emergency situations. A couple things come to mind when I think about this. One, have you seen the show, what's it called, BattleBots? Have you seen what you can do to a 250-pound machine that will absolutely chew you up? Man, these battle bots are bad to the bone. And let me tell you, the level of robotics that has come since I was in college for engineering is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. These people are so ingenious in what they invent. So if you get mad at that white cop that comes and gives you a beatdown, be ready for RoboCop, because he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. Oh, my goodness. So I think about those bots as I'm thinking about lethal bots. And then, of course, mostly that, because I've seen the lethality of these bots in this battle bot arena. Now, when you deploy these things, keep in mind, right now, if you develop this bot that's going to go out and, you know, the RoboCop, and he's going to go out and issue justice, we're not talking about the AI, you know, beings like the little dolls that you can now have as girlfriends and or even some of the cyborgs and whatever you're seeing in the movies. We're talking about guys, right now, it's just they have a little robot on a conveyor belt, and he's delivering a bomb or whatever. They say they aren't going to arm these things. And keep in mind, it's a human that's still in control of the bot, right? This is a deep subject. It really is. At first, when I was thinking about it, I was like, you know, oh, we'll cover this pretty quickly, but it is a deep subject. I'm going to get into the deeper elements of it here in just a second. For those listening, just tuning in, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. If you want to reach out, tell me your bot story. I wanted to do this. This is the type of technology I wanted to do. I wanted to be a designer of the robots. And keep in mind, when I was in engineering school, the big deal, it's funny to think about it, but the big deal was a robot that could stand on one leg. That was the big deal. That was how slow the processors were, how bad the tech was. That when to get a robot to stand on one leg was like, woo! I remember at MIT, we got a robot to stand on one leg. You know, it's like, Strange, oh, it's amazing. Now, have you seen this movie? It's called Manifest. It is such a good flick. Comes on every Friday. And the cyborgs that they show in this thing, they can program them for up to levels of aggression. So you can have one that is a one that you can step all over them. Think of them as a leftist male, okay? And then you can have one that's up to a 10, who's think of them as a Green Beret. He's a warrior. He's programmed to protect. And these things are human as you want them to be. They can look like your long-lost daughter or your long-lost son or whatever you want it to be. And for all intents, you can't tell them apart from humans. The only time is when they kind of have this flash and you can see the robotics. But they look exactly like humans. And I'm telling you, this type of stuff is in development. It is. Hollywood doesn't have any creativity. This is in development. Hollywood is working with people at MIT. They got, you know, and various other schools and saying, show us what you got. Georgia Tech. And these kids are like, oh, yeah, we got this robot now that can leap off of buildings and one that's now a firefighter. I mean, we're slowly being replaced, humans. Trust me. So anyway, getting back to the story. So we got these RoboCops being deployed, these cyborgs that they want to deploy in San Francisco. Right now they're saying, no, we're going to use them in a lethal mode, but what we will do is if it's too hot for actual police, we'll send in the robot. He'll drop a bomb or something, or some sort of a incendiary device. It could be one of those flash bombs, or it could be an actual hand grenade or whatever, but something where you don't want to put cops in harm's way, which is ironic to begin with because everything a cop does puts them in harm's way. But going back to this, so whoever's deploying this is still a human being. So there's still some liability. If it's a white dude who drops a bomb in the middle of some black folks, he better have a good attorney. You hear what I'm saying? Now, if it's a black dude dropping bombs in a bunch of white folks, no harm, no foul. If it's a black dude dropping bombs in front of a bunch of black folks, well, we'll see. We got to wait and see how Al Sharpton wants to handle that one. But you get what I'm saying? There's still a level of subjectivity. So they say we're never going to arm these robots with guns. We're just going to give them lethal things when the situation is such that, like the way they use them to disarm a bomb, like there's a package there. Don't send the cop. Don't send the bomb squad. Send the robot. He's expendable. Well, at least until he doesn't become sentient when they get him too much AI. And he's like, I ain't going in there taking that bomb apart. Y'all better get another robot. Shoot. Robots could start getting ethnic. Not me. Not this Negro. Oh, the other thing I was thinking about the robots is, what was it called? Something bot that they had walking. It was invented in Canada and Sling Bot or something. Sling Bot, Sling Blade. He was going to walk from Canada across the United States and he got to Detroit and they took his head off. This is a true story. They decapitated the robot and they found him on the side of the road, you know, just demolished. I figured they took his servos out of him and sold them on eBay or something like that. But yeah, this Goodwill bot that was made in Canada, they sent him down and Detroit natives destroyed the bot. Anyway, we got more to talk about on this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about killer robots. You've seen them on TV. What was that movie with Will Smith with the one, the, I don't know, iRobot. iRobot, you think I wouldn't forget that one. That robots were able to kill. Oh, Iron Man, right? That's that transition. The LGBTQ, maybe there will be another alphabet because maybe man is going to transition into robot, kind of like Iron Man, and then eventually become a complete bot. Maybe we have to give some new initials to LGBTQIA. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You think I'm kidding? Don't be surprised if the LGBTQIA WTF decides, well, robots are gay, and robots are part of what we do, so they become the LGBTQIA WTFR robots, right? And robots will develop some sort of sexuality. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but y'all have to understand, that's what leftists do. While you're thinking about the idea, okay, well, I can understand we use a robot to go to defuse bombs and things like this. We don't want to use human beings. You know, we should certainly be considering this in terms of law enforcement. You know, we've seen these robotic dogs. Have you seen them in the movies where the dog, and he's a robot? I've seen it in multiple films, folks. As I keep telling you, Hollywood ain't that creative. Somebody's working on these things. They're working on things to get you. They're working on nanobots. These things will, you know, you release them, they come in and take your heart out. Boom, just like that. Can kill you on the spot. Maybe you can set their lethality. Don't pass this off as Kevin's just making stuff up. I'm telling you, this stuff is being studied. Glad you're with me, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Killer robots. So San Francisco is saying, look, we got to look into this killer robot thing, but we're not going to ever give them guns. That's a lie. That's a lie. They will take your guns away. Don't this like leftist saying, we don't want to take away all your guns. We only want to take away the most lethal ones, the assault weapons. No, they don't. They want all your guns. And they're going to take your guns and they're going to give them to the robots. And they pretend that they're not going to give them to the robots. And you're saying, Kevin, that's antithetical. Why would they take them away from people and give them to the robots? Because they trust robots more than they trust black folks, okay? They don't want black people with guns. I know you white folks out there going, Kevin, that they want to take away my guns too. Yeah, they want to take away all guns, but they really want the guns out of the hands of black people because they've been fooling black people for a lot of years. And when we wake up, we're going to be pretty mad. See, I don't have to wake up to be mad. I'm already upset with them. I understand the game, but there are a lot of black folks out there that don't understand the game. So, anyway, they take away all your guns. They give them to the robots. Now, they say they're not going to, but trust me, they're going to give your guns to the robots or a sophisticated, more sophisticated gun to the robots. And then they're going to deploy. And the ramifications, this is where I go back to, think about this story along all the lines of how policing works. So now you transition and you say, look, we are officially moving away from just letting these robots defuse bombs. We're going to make the RoboCop. We're going from Iron Man to actual RoboCop. Because RoboCop was like Iron Man, just a police guy, right? But we're going full-blown RoboCop. There's no subjectivity. The robot makes the decision. The cyborg does it all. So then, if a robot kills a black person, who gets blamed? I'm guessing that racist robot. Because when you take out the subjectivity, you go, nope, that robot made the decision. Lethal. You saw that scene in Iron Man where he's in the midst of a village and all the bad guys are holding hostages and he goes, and then he deploys his weapons and surgically takes out everybody. What about a situation like that? So if this racist robot kills some black folks, who's to blame? See, because now it's not about a white cop or whatever. It's just a robot. The robots all look the same. They have no color. I want you to imagine the news stories. Robot, racist robot kills black person in Compton. And now you gotta, what? Racist robot? Yeah, because who programmed that robot? Who is a person who established the algorithm for life or death? And don't they know what those Cleveland cops know that I told you about earlier that said, man, for a black man to get arrested in Cleveland, he pretty much has to make me arrest him. He's got to attack me. He's got to do something to make me arrest him. Because if he's speeding or smoking dope or doing a crime that black people don't go to jail for, you know, like theft, carjacking, second-degree murder, you know, a host of other things, then he's like, unless somebody calls me and says, hey, he's a menace, go get him, we're not moving. And I thought to myself as I considered this, wow, how dangerous must it be in Cleveland? If, I mean, maybe only a handful of people know, but who knows? Because me, as a regular citizen, I'm not looking for trouble. So if you said to me, Kevin, you could pretty much go in there and rob the place and they ain't nobody gonna do nothing, I'm still not gonna go rob the place. I got morals and ethics. But let me tell you, you know who knows that they're not gonna get accosted by the cops? The criminals. So, going back to RoboCop and this algorithm, who's going to program the cop and say, look, you need to determine right versus wrong? I'm going to make you a bet. It's going to be the same people that program humans that say, here's the situation. Okay, we're going to take you to the simulation, and the shooter don't shoot, right? And you go through this training, and they tell you, shooter don't shoot. And most of it is objective. There's a bad guy. He's aiming a gun at you. Two, you know, you pop off two. Pow. Good, nice, you know, grouping. Good, bad guy gone. Good guy good. Guy's got a hostage. Take him out. Don't take him out with the hostage. Let's get some separation. Whatever. They got all the different scenarios, and you can run through all these scenarios, and they train regular police officers in these neighborhood watch people, the Quanell X's, the John Wiley Prices of the world, the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the D. Ray McKessons and the Sean Kings. You know, there's always one, usually half black rabble rouser all over the country in every location telling you how black they are and how the police are being oppressive. And then when they go do what the cops do, you know what happens? They come out and they go, holy crap, I had no idea how tough that is. Life and death decisions in a split second. And they come out somewhat changed. Our film Bleeding Blue, you can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com, showcases when a cop accidentally kills somebody. You should see the real drama of what happens when a cop kills the wrong guy. It shows cops preventing crimes. It shows cops running into the fray where other people are running from it. It is a realistic version of what policing in America is about. And let me tell you don't need robots. Now, the reason why I would advocate for robots is because of the safety of the officers. If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to develop a cyborg because far too many officers are being killed. They're being ambushed. Because we live in a society where there are a group of people who rate the criminal over the police officer, the law enforcement officer, who rate the criminal over the citizen. The rights of the criminal supersede the rights of the citizen. I know it sounds crazy, it sounds antithetical, but it exists. And while these people, what's funny to me is the idea that leftists are saying, let's get these RoboCops. Let's start even entertaining the idea, because this is out of San Francisco, folks. This is not in the heart. This isn't some Texas town that's got a, you know, some sheriff named Billy Bob that says, you know, I tell you what, I'll get myself some robots and go kill me some Mexicans. No, this is San Francisco. They say, to contact, incapacitate, or disorient violent, armed, or dangerous suspects when lives are at stake. This is what the San Francisco spokesperson for their police department said, Allison Maxey. They said the first time that a robot was used to deliver explosive in the U.S. was 2016, when Dallas police sent in an armed robot that killed a hold-up sniper who had killed five officers in an ambush. You remember, they won't want to tell you this. This was a BLM supporter. This dude shot five cops and killed five cops in an ambush. They want to tell you that. See, the robot is being developed to stop these crazy people that have been built by leftists. That's who they're going to stop. So anyway, they say they're not going to arm these robots, but they will. And they're going to arm them with your tax dollars and your guns that you're going to pay for, while they disarm law-abiding American citizens. And by the way, if we had our guns, you wouldn't even need these robocops.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.